Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org, and the name of my ministry, Cross the Border, is a reference to the gospel. Yes, a peculiar reference to the gospel of the kingdom. That is the gospel that Jesus preached. And I am not greater than my master, so I don't have another gospel to preach to you. He said, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. So I use other words. I say, cross the border into the kingdom of God and live forever. But make no mistake, it is a gospel kingdom message. Now, there are a lot of other preachers out there preaching a lot of other gospels. But unless they're preaching the gospel of the kingdom, unless you see the gospel of repentance, the gospel that says, repent, for the kingdom is at hand in their message, then they may not have the true gospel. And reading in Zechariah, and we finished up chapter 7 there, verses 8 through 14. Matthew Henry says, well, let's go right there. Matthew Henry says, God's judgments upon Israel of old for their sins were written to warn Christians. Paul verifies that in his writings, that all of these things were done. The law and the prophets were a schoolmaster for us. Paul said something like that. So Matthew Henry, drawing upon that premise, writes this statement. God's judgments upon Israel of old for their sins were written to warn Christians. That's us today, the church today. The duties required are not keeping fasts and offering sacrifices. Those are not duties. But doing justly and loving mercy, which tend to the public welfare and peace. The law of God lays restraint upon the heart, but they filled their minds with prejudices against God's word. And, you know, that's what we're dealing with in these days. Nothing is harder than the heart of a presumptuous sinner. See the fatal consequences of this to their fathers. Great sins against the Lord of hosts bring great wrath from his power, which cannot be resisted. Sin, if regarded in the heart, will certainly spoil the success of prayer and, of course, fasting. The Lord always hears the cries of the broken-hearted penitent. Yet all who die impenitent and unbelieving will find no remedy or refuge from the miseries which while here they despised and defied, but which they then will not be able to bear. And I would take these words of Zechariah and Matthew Henry very seriously if I were you today. As I sit here on God's good green earth, and I look out and I view the fallen world around me first, and then I close my view into the visible church at large, and especially the visible church in my locality. What do I see? I see these very things that God warned Israel against and God punished Israel for. The duties are not required, keeping fasts and offering sacrifices, tithing, keeping fasts, doing good works to be seen of men, or to earn your way into heaven, will never earn your way into heaven. Matthew Henry says, but doing justly and loving mercy, which the prophet says. And Matthew Henry says, which tend to the public welfare and peace. Now, many take the law of God and they twist it for their own benefit. And they would read this as socialism. And they would say, well, I'm participating, I'm giving through the state. And therefore, I'm justified by my giving. And that's how the whole world is justified. They're justified by their giving. All those that worship the beast are justified by their participation in, by having one purse with the beast world of sinners, and that is redistributed by those that call themselves benefactors. And this is the great sin of theft and the great sin of self-justification, because they do these things. They don't care about God's laws. See, the law of God lays a restraint upon the heart. Where is the restraint that prevents them from participating in the socialist theft of the beast that rules the world right now? Where is it? It isn't there. They participate willingly. They participate in the theft. And they do it privately, privily. They feel safe because they don't have to wield the arms to rob their neighbor, because the state does it for them. And they think, I'm forced to pay, therefore I'm justified. So I look around at the church today and nobody has to give for the poor. Where are the poor today? They're all being fed by the beast. And it says, but they filled their mind with prejudices against the word of God. I can say with my whole heart, I love God's laws and I love his commandments. And I will say it eagerly and quickly if anyone were to ask me that. But as I look around, I see the visible church out there, that most of them, they hate God's law because they violate it every day. Sin, if regarded in the heart, will certainly spoil the success of prayer. The scripture says that the prayer of the wicked is an abomination to God. So the wicked can pray all the time, anything they want to pray, until they pray that prayer of repentance from the heart, so that they begin to walk the kingdom road, that narrow way. God does not regard their prayers. Their prayer is an abomination to him. The Lord always hears the cry of the broken-hearted penitent, yet all who die impenitent and unbelieving. And here he uses these synonymously, who die impenitent and unbelieving. The Messiah said that many will call him Lord, but that he will have to say that from them in that day, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And I would fear and tremble if I was justifying my sin and walking with the mark of the beast on me, but denying it the whole time, blinding my eyes to the reality that I am not walking in God's kingdom, but I have aligned myself with the beast kingdom of this world. These are treacherous and frightening times that we live in. And when I see that so many people have their blinders on, and when the days that are coming, we have Mark of the Beast Inquisitions foretold of the future yet to come between now and the time that Jesus returns. How many would be able to resist? Let's say, for example, if you got in, God forbid, you got into an accident, or perhaps you're justifying sin in your heart and you're having one purse with sinners and you're defying God's law and feeling justified in doing it, saying this is how God provides, while you violate his law through the theft of the beast, utilizing the gun of the state against your neighbor. And God forbid you have an accident, something happens to you, and you have to go to the hospital. Now the question is, the Mark of the Beast Inquisition is full on. And in order to get treated, you have to exceed to the mark of the beast. And you have to verify your worship of the God state of the Antichrist. Will you love your life more than you love Christ? How many would be able to resist that kind of inquisition? You don't think it a strange thing or an accident that the Antichrist, who is in power right now in the world, has relegated your health care to his Mark of the Beast system, without which in time you will not be able to get any care. God's word is true. It's time to make a separation from this beast system of the world. If you really believe that the Bible is God's word, if you believe Revelation chapter 13, that all men will be required to have the mark of the beast or its number or some mode to identify them as participants in that system, whether it's a cell phone, a credit card, a smart chip on your driver's license or passport, or you simply putting your ID number into a computer screen or other monitor to access that before you can get treated or before you can continue to participate in his monetary system. The time is coming. It's time to separate yourself now. Put off all the theft of the socialism of this world, because it is a violation of God's law. Nothing is harder than the heart of a presumptuous sinner. See the fatal consequences of this to their fathers. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you are a presumptuous sinner, that's you're saying, it's okay for me to sin. God understands. Yeah. Well, yes, he understands, but not in the way you want him to. Not the way you envision that he does. Because he is God, and we are not. It's his law, not our law. We don't get to change his law by saying, well, God understands why I have to participate. And I know it's a difficult thing. Many of you have become dependent upon the beast system. But now, it's a question of faith. Can you become dependent solely upon God? Will he take care of you? Would it be better for you to suffer want and even perish in your dependence solely upon God and inherit eternal life? I mean, that is the ultimate test, is it not? Is that not the test of all martyrs? And if we are not all ready to stand and be martyrs, then we're not worthy of Christ by Christ's own words. He said, unless you hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, even your own children, even your own life more than me, that you are not worthy of me. We must all be ready to lay down our life for the law of God. This is the example. Go back to Daniel in the lion's den. Go back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were required by their masters. They were own slaves. And they would obey their owners until their owners said, break God's law. And they drew the line and they said, no, even if you kill us, even if we perish, we will not violate God's law. Are you ready to stand like that? That is what's required of us. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. And that's what we're talking about. That's what cross the border is about. It's crossing the border into the kingdom of God. He said, not everyone who calls me Lord, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God. But only, carefully listen to these words, but only those who keep the commandments of my Father, or who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Do you do the Father's will? Do you do it gladly? And even when you fail by the weakness of your flesh, the corruption that dwells in your mortality, do you get back up and say, teach me, please teach me obedience, Father. I truly want to please you. And why would we truly want to please him? Because we love him. There are a lot out there, and I view them all the time. I hear them all the time. they'll all say, oh, I love God. I just love God. You ask them if they love God's law, and they'll hem and haw. They don't love God's law. They don't love the commandments because they're convicted by them. Well, I love conviction, see? And I'll tell you why I love conviction, because it works repentance and it works obedience in me. That means that God is working and He will complete the work that He begun in me. I will be in the process of being perfected because I love His law and I love His commandments and I love conviction and I love to be perfected. And that means carrying the cross too. I mean, you know, another way that Jesus put it, pick up your cross and follow me. Whoever does not carry his cross is not worthy of me. And carrying the cross is a picture of crucifying the deeds of the flesh through repentance. And it's a continue. You carry the cross your whole life. As long as you live, you carry the cross. You crucify the deeds of the flesh. He says, if you don't do it, then you're not worthy of me. So change your mind. Repent. Love God's law. Love His commandments. Love conviction. Love correction. And love to learn obedience. And stay on that straight and narrow way that leads to life. God will take care of you. No matter what He requires of you. Even if you have to suffer hardship, want, and even the demise of your own mortality. Because remember, it is only your mortality. And it's going to end anyway. It's coming to an end. You have that death sentence on your flesh that you inherited from our great, great, great ad infinitum grandfather, Adam. The death sentence that was placed upon him and his wife. You shall surely die. And they surely died. And all of our fathers and our grandfathers and all the men that we're reading about in Zechariah here, they all died. That's inescapable. So we're going to die anyway. So if we're required to lay down our life by whatever means, it's nothing compared to the eternity that God has in store for those that love Him, that are called according to His purpose. All the way from Adam and Eve, all the way down through history, to you and me. Cross the border into God's kingdom. Live forever. There is absolutely nothing more important. Now, we'll continue in Zechariah chapter 8 next time on Cross the Border. Be sure to go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Make sure you subscribe to the website there and take advantages of the resources. The free ebook, several free ebooks there on the free ebook tab. Make sure you sign up for those. And if you want a hardback copy, well, they're available there for you to purchase from the printers. That's all we have time for today. We'll see you next time.